Warning, the podcast you are about to listen to will contain the words, it's cheaper at Walmart, it's cheaper on Amazon, and other foul and filthy language such as the words fuck and asshole. If your sensitive little ear holes will be offended by these words, it is highly recommended that you press the stop button right now. If you're listening to this show right now, it's because you have experienced retail hell. The unoriginal bastard who thinks that because it doesn't scan, it must be free. The people that have no respect for a public restroom. The customers that think that they can come in and haggle like it's some kind of goddamn flea market. The corporate office that cuts payroll, raises tasks, and expects more sales. Oh, those things never happen. Bullshit. This is the Retail Rant Podcast, streaming directly to your ear holes in medium definition audio quality. Hey everybody, welcome to the Retail Rant Podcast. It's me, TRB, the ranty bastard here with you as always, ready to discuss and destroy yet another fantastic aspect of retail hell. And for me personally, last week, I had all those aspects of retail hell pretty much culminate in just one massive shitstorm. And of course, it happened on a Saturday. And let me tell you, I am amazed that I have yet to go get drunk on my lunch break. Because believe me, last Saturday was one of those days where I certainly thought about it. I refrained, though, because I realized that this paycheck allows me to do certain things, one of which is producing this podcast and sending it to you. Not that that was my main priority or anything, you know, the kids and the mortgage and the wife and all that kind of, you know, kind of overrides. But wow, I tell you, I almost don't know how I got through last week because shitstorm it was. So the topic for this week is something that we all pretty much have to have. We all rely on it. We all utilize it, be it on a computer, over the phone, and it's the fucking internet. Now, the internet has many, many uses. Some people use it to find porn. Other people use it to find love on a dating website. You know who you are. But the problem is, customers use it in all the wrong ways. And you know, it's the customer is always right. That's an idea that's been proven false a million times a day, so I'm not going to beat that dead horse, okay? But the internet presence of retail now is proving another little adage that people like to throw out there to be a complete misnomer and just utterly the furthest thing from the truth that's possible. And that is that you can't have your cake and eat it too. Now, the thing that kills me with this is these people will be patient enough to save $2, but they have to have that product right now. So again, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You just can't. Customers, though, again, with their unrealistic expectations, they want both. And quite honestly, even the people at corporate realize we're only going to offer one or the other. It's just not possible to do both. But the customers will use the internet in any which way, shape, or form, bend it, twist it, flip it around to their benefit, because it's probably the only thing they can read. We know they don't read coupons or fine print. But if they Google a website, all of a sudden they have fucking 20/20 vision and some kind of degree from Harvard. But let's take an example, okay? You can't price match something a lot of times, if you know, they're coming in saying, okay, the competition has this item for $2 cheaper. Okay, well, do they have it in stock? Can they get it to you for $2 cheaper even today? It doesn't have to be right this second. Today. Can you walk in their store and buy it today? And a lot of times the answer is no. But in the interest of getting a sale, a lot of times you'll have a manager or even worse, somebody from the customer desk or customer service will call you and say, go ahead and do it. Once again, I'm going to utter these words, slap your phone, whatever you're listening to, just this one time. We all know it's a bunch of horse shit. All it really is in their eyes is that they're buying customer, quote, loyalty, again, another load of bullshit, by acquiescing to the customer's threat. And the threat is always, I'll take my business elsewhere. Well, you know what? If we didn't have the item in stock, you would have taken your business elsewhere anyways. So we're not really going to fucking be intimidated by that. I don't get it. These people will come in and try and haggle down and use the internet and pull stuff up on their phone and shove it in your face. And very much like the bitch that I referenced back at Christmas time that was buying Lego sets and having them discounted anywhere from 10 to 25 cents from Amazon. Okay, if the money is that important to you, buy them from Amazon. Amazon's got all kinds of amazing shit. I have a friend right now that is driving for their local one-hour service. There's almost nothing you can't get from these huge distribution centers. The difference is, these huge distribution centers, yeah, they have buying power that a lot of these smaller companies or even mom and pops, they don't have it. Same thing with Walmart. Walmart can buy 8 billion gallons of milk and distribute it out to their stores and let it sit in the cooler. But if your local mom and pop grocery store wants to get the same price you get for buying 8 billion gallons of milk, they're going to end up eating 7,999,000 gallons of milk because it's going to fucking expire. But customer doesn't understand this. Why would they? They're customers. The entire, you know, if you buy this much, you'll get it this much cheaper. Oh, if you buy even more, you'll get it a little bit cheaper. If you buy it by the metric shit ton, we'll practically give it away. So yeah, Walmart's going to have it cheaper. But for fuck's sake, how often do you walk into a building that's bigger than a Walmart? Doesn't happen. It does not happen. So you take that mentality and you combine it with these just assholes that go on the internet. They go on there and they start breeding their own unrealistic expectations, and it's 100 times worse than word of mouth. Because, again, they only read what they want. And I know you're saying, what, TRB, they can read? Yes, only when it's to their benefit. Only when it's going to help them get something for a nickel cheaper. Because let's face it, we've all had that customer that will literally stand there and waste 15 minutes of you and a manager's life to save a nickel. A fucking nickel. For God's sake, I will take the nickel out of my pocket and put it in the till just to get you the fuck out of there. God damn it. And the worst thing with these unrealistic expectations is because it's on the internet, it must be true. Which reminds me of the, I think it's a Geico commercial, where this guy who clearly is not a model walks up and puts his arm around the chick, and she goes, oh yeah, this is my date. He's a French model. The guy just looks at her neighbor and says, bonjour. I had a coworker a while back who would hear somebody say something about, oh, I saw on the internet that blah, 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 blah. And he'd just look at him and kind of nod his head and go, bonjour. It was a great inside joke we had. I don't know, maybe it'll pass on to you. But as soon as he said bonjour, we did one of two things. We laughed, and then we puckered up because we knew this guy was going to be a dick. But they take this whole, everything I read on the internet said, and they somehow managed to build what they consider to be a rational case. And in the case of price matching, let's use that one, they'll build their case by going in and dissecting like 5 different websites until the message equals exactly what they want it to be. So they will literally like plug and play bits of a policy from, you know, this company and that company's website and pretty much write their own fucking website because the customer is always right. I can have my cake and eat it too. Fuck you. So let's work up an example real quick. Let's say you're in the market to buy a new video game. just came out, everybody's got to have it, right? Let's say not you, I'm sorry, customer wants to buy this video game. I would not assume that we would all do this. Maybe we'd use an employee discount if it was worth half a fuck. Mine isn't. So let's say this video game is $60, okay? And Walmart has it for $30 on sale. But they don't have any left. It's all out of stock. This dumbass missed the train on, you know, release midnight. They had no idea the game was going to be so popular, they sold through all of them. Because, again, the corporate bean counter guy that does all the buying said, I don't play video games. Just order 10. It'll be all right. So, Walmart's got it $30 cheaper, but they don't have it. Now, Best Buy has it. But let's say that their price matching policy says only if the item is in stock locally. And then Target's price matching policy is that they'll price match and it doesn't require it to be in stock. So from those three tidbits, what do you think the customer is going to do? The customer is going to come into Best Buy, the only place in town that may very well have the game, and say, hey, I want you to price match this to Walmart. They have it for $30. Okay, sure. Let me just verify that they have it in stock. Oh, hey, I just checked their website. I'm sorry, they don't have it in stock. We can't offer a price match on an item that's not in stock. Well, you know, Target doesn't require it to be in stock. Now, wait a minute. So, why would Target's policy apply here? I'll just go there and buy it then. Okay. So, if that's the case, and you already researched Target's policy, why wouldn't you research ours? And, I mean, you're not really hurting us with your whopping $30 purchase. I mean, yeah, sure, you're probably going to leave some kind of shitty anonymous one-star review that says that the customer service is horrible there because we adhere to a policy. But they take the policy, and then they whip up their own customer handbook for shopping, it seems. And they come in and they go, okay, this place does that, this place does this, 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 they do that. Okay, now I want you to do all of that right now. Unrealistic. Absolutely unrealistic. And they turn around and they bitch. They actually bitch when you won't match like three other stores' policies in your own store. It's a totally different fucking company, you moron. Look, if you can get these two to match up to each other, fucking go there. Don't come in here with some kind of self-written book on retail law that makes you think that you can come in, demand anything anywhere, and get it for any price you so fucking desire. Get the fuck out. God damn it, I hate those people. Those people are probably the same people that come in with 10% off coupons, and some people will do it in jest, but a lot of these people will legitimately look at it and go, I did the math. 10 times 10, that's 100. You should give it to me for free. Get the fuck out. 10% off 10 times is not 100% off. Granted, we're probably going to give it to you way below what we paid for it, but seriously, just take your coupons and go to fuck home. Ugh. Now, I mentioned the retail law handbook that these people go home and write on their own. There's another group other than the amateur lawyers that abuse the internet that really piss me off, and it's the self-studied expert. And these people are nothing more than just assholes typing away in their search engine, their Google, their Yahoo, whatever's left out there, and they literally eat up everything. Every product review, every customer service review, every Yelp, and they base everything entirely on someone else's experience or expertise. And so they'll come in and say, hey, that TV right there, let me tell you, I know that it doesn't do this, 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 and this. And I think it should do all those things. So you came in and you spouted off a bunch of random facts. Well, you weren't able to put it all together and realize that it's actually a different TV that you're really talking about. You just looked at the first, 42-inch up on the wall. it's amazing because they're nothing more than Google assholes. And, you know, quite honestly, it should be an actual Google app to, you know, track these assholes that go in. And I mean, have you been in Google recently, I guarantee, and typed in just something, or you've seen a screenshot on Twitter, Facebook, wherever, and it's literally, you know, why is, and then a bunch of fucking stupid shit in a drop-down box that fills it in. You know, it's like, why is Donald Trump white? Huh? What? Or, you know, what is the best, and then it's like cell phone, dildo, way to get laid. It's like, wait, what? How in the fuck are these the popular questions? It's the stupidest shit you will ever see. If you ever want to know how bad we are as a society and just as a human race in general, go start populating a question into Google and see how far you have to type until you're just disgusted by the answers that start popping up. And not disgust, you know, pornography or blood and guts or anything like that, but just the stupid shit that ends up on Google. I mean, I tell you, they, be quite honest with you, they really, really need to make an app for this. Coming soon to the Google Play Store, an app inspired by retail employees asking Google, why is the customer such an asshole? Yes, we proudly present the Google Assholes app. The Google Assholes app will send a warning directly to your phone when a customer enters your work location and then asks us a whole bunch of stupid fucking questions. We'll even include directions on how the customer can go fuck themselves so that they already know when you tell them to do it. The Google Assholes app is like an early warning system for a self-made, quote, expert that's about to walk through your front door and fuck up your day. So get over to the Google Play Store, download the Google Assholes app, because at Google, we get asked stupid shit all day long. We feel your pain.
Okay, so maybe they are going to make an app for it. Maybe they're not, but I'll tell you what, be really happy if they did, because I would switch over to a Google device or an Android or whatever the fuck it is so fast that Apple's head would spin and there'd be like 3 bytes in the little logo. Shit. And so I talked about reviews. You know, these people go in and they study other people's reviews. Now, we can all look at, there's some Amazon reviews out there that those get pretty funny. You know, they'll put up just, and they're not actually honestly reviewing the item. They're just trying to get a laugh out of it. And, you know, somebody takes a picture of it, posts it. I can't think of an example right off the top of my head, but you've probably all seen them. And they're pretty goddamn funny, to be honest with you. But I started looking through some legitimate stuff myself, and I'd like to think that at some point, obviously, all of us have had to buy a cell phone, okay? And no matter where you bought it, whether you bought it at the Verizon store, you bought it at Sprint or AT&T, you went to a Best Buy, bought one in Walmart, wherever. There's very simple things that you do before you walk away and hand someone $200 or however much you're paying for a phone. And one of them would be to probably make a phone call. And to be quite honest with you, the people behind the desk have been doing this shit all day. I guarantee you that they're fucking smart enough, despite their, quote, training, which is basically 3 hours of this is what you do, this is what you don't do, bang, here's the keys, have a good night. They've been trained enough to know, hey, I should call that phone before you leave to make sure it's active. But this is a review about a cell phone, not about the service, but a review that somebody put on the cell phone itself. And some idiot is going to go out there and base their purchase on this phone on people like this is review. So I'll give it to you real quick. Samsung Galaxy S6. Phone didn't work for 2 weeks after I bought it. Store entered wrong ID of phone. Very frustrating. Wait a minute. You seriously didn't check to see if your $200 phone couldn't make a fucking phone call? And I hate to say it, but we all know it's true. There is no fucking way that that person even made it out of the store without downloading Facebook or Twitter and posting up there, "Hey, got a new phone. Message me for my phone number." There's no way. It's virtually fucking impossible, okay? Because I will tell you right now, the Ranty family took a little trip to this public conglomeration of stores that they call the mall. And as we were walking through the mall, it suddenly dawned on me what my escape pod is going to be to escape the Death Star that's known as retail. And it was right there. It was simple. It was right in front of me the whole time. To be a chiropractor. Go get my degree and open up a chiropractic practice. And you're probably wondering, why in the fuck would you do that other than to escape retail? Well, I'll tell you why. Not only do I get out of retail, but I can guarantee you that I will be in business and booming from the minute I open my practice to the day I decide to shut it down and retire. All based on one simple thing. Cellular fucking devices. People glued to them like it's nobody's business.
Oh man, I left my Bluetooth at the hotel. Again. My wife's gonna kill me. That was an expensive present.
Every year, thousands of husbands accidentally lose their phone chargers, break their cases, and their earbuds, resulting in thousands of unhappy wives. AccessoryGeeks.com knows that a happy wife makes for a happy life. AccessoryGeeks.com is your one-stop shop for high-quality and affordable chargers, Bluetooth headsets, and customized cases for iPhone and Samsung Galaxy. Every order from AccessoryGeeks.com ships for free. Be sure to use the promo code PARTY5 to receive an additional 13% off your entire purchase. Do your part to keep your wife happy. Go to AccessoryGeeks.com and buy some backup accessories.
I have to watch out for my children getting mauled by someone updating their Facebook status. And the reason they almost get mauled is because they're literally walking with their head down at a 45-degree angle, staring at a little 5 or 6 or however many fucking inch screen. Staring at it. And it's even scarier when people are walking, or driving rather. But it dawned on me. These people are all going to be fucking hunchbacks in the next 5 years. They're not going to be able to wake up in the morning and actually look at themselves in the mirror straight to comb their hair. There's going to have to be some kind of series of mirrors that twist the image and contorts it and has it come over here so they can see it while they're staring down into the sink because they can't lift their fucking heads because they can't get off a goddamn cell phone. And the internet, quite honestly, is very much like the cell phone. The cell phone's got its own little gadgets and gizmos built in, sure, but the internet and the cellular device suffer from the same fucking problem in that it's a smart device and a dumb user. A dumb user that leaves a fucking review about a phone and they didn't even bother to check if it worked before they left. Hey, if you like pissing $200 away, go for it. But I can tell you right now, if you people like doing that, Mr. and Mrs. Customer, I'll put the pot right outside my front door. Piss the fucking $200 in there. We'll call it reparations for stupidity, okay? God damn it. Now let me give you another example, because I actually just went and bought the new Apple TV. You know, working in retail, the checks get a little tighter every time. And you know what? It's time to start cutting the cord with cable. So I went out, got myself a nice new Apple TV. And I did. I looked through the reviews. It's a new, fairly new item. Just like, you know, buying a car, you never buy the first year run. There's going to be more fuck-ups and problems with it than you can shake a stick at. You always buy it a few months down the line and let them kind of shake everything out. So, I went in just to take a peek at it, and I noticed that it's just an infinite number of five-star reviews. Everybody's very, very happy with it. But just out of a morbid curiosity, I had to check the one-star reviews. So I go down, and it didn't take me long to find the fucking winner. So, Apple TV doesn't allow Amazon Prime or Spotify. Really? Wow. What good is a streaming player if you can't stream basic media? That's verbatim. Basic media. Okay, I don't know. Let's look at it. Maybe it's a proprietary device that's got a big fucking logo on it. There's an idea. So why would they push Amazon on that? Are you fucking stupid? Wait, never mind. Answered my own question. Thank you. Tried Pandora? I mean, there's other things that play music. They do kind of have this thing called Apple Music. Hey, why would they, pay any attention, read the specifications? Nope. And then there was another one that said, the instructions were very hard to understand. In what fucking language? You plug it up, you read the screen. It's not that hard. But I guarantee you, this is the same person that probably went and bought an Android tablet, like a Kindle or something, or Fire, or whatever the fuck it is, and then returned it, and probably bitch somebody out for 30 minutes about the fact that it wouldn't download iTunes. For fuck's sake, people. Quit being so goddamn stupid. Just, goddamn it, read the specs. Do your research. If you're going to drop a couple hundred bucks on an item, make sure the fucking thing works if you can. And if it doesn't, certainly hang on to your receipt. Shit. There's no way in hell that I was going to buy that and throw my receipt away outside. No way in hell I would have gone in to the Verizon store and bought a phone and just walked out the door and waited 2 weeks, two fucking weeks, for it to work. Unbelievable, the sheer stupidity that these people put out there. And you know, they say, oh, well, you can't remove the reviews. Look, I think if an impartial third party were to read it and go, wow, that's one dumb motherfucker, and they take a consensus, fuck it, let them take it out, okay? Let's get an honest, more common sense rationale behind the review. Because if this is actually dragging the score of something down, and it doesn't sell, and a company goes under because of people like this, we are fucked. We are really fucked. Speaking of fucked, let me get into the last topic here, because I certainly got fucked. And I know it happens to all of us. Probably happened to a bunch of us just this past weekend. So the companies decide to go out on the internet, on the website, social media, whatever. They decide to do a sales blast. Okay. Well, let me tell you, the sales blast, of course, travels via the internet. And yeah, it's not really a blast to say, hey, come on down and have a good old time and shop at store X today. No. I guarantee you there's something embedded in there that they're thinking is going to make the customers come in. It's another dirty word. Coupons. I guarantee you there is a coupon in there. And when are they going to release this coupon? 12:01 Saturday morning. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. Because they looked at the numbers after Friday night and said, ooh, we're not doing too good. We need to get some people in here. Oh, I know what to do. Send out a coupon and send it to everybody. Oh, my God. Now, let me tell you. I would not have nearly the problem with these sales blast coupons if a couple of things happened, okay? If it wasn't just a quick bailout to try and drive people in and make your sales for the week, be it Saturday, Sunday, Monday, whenever your week ends, they look and they go, wow, we're having a really bad week, send out coupons. If they would notify us that they're doing this shit so that we can be prepared for it, That would be great. Because I can tell you right now, every single one of my employees literally stared at me like, what the fuck is this coupon this guy has? I've never seen this. No, seriously, come look at it. I have never seen this before. So come over, look at it. And it has certain stipulations on it. So I explained to the customer, well, just so you know, it does have this stipulation. And in the back of my mind, I'm going, what the fuck is this? I've never seen this. Did he make this shit up? Is he a fucking web developer? So there's certain stipulations on there. And when you ring the coupon in, yeah, the coupon just bypasses all the stipulations. Coupon cannot be used on sale merchandise. Hey, look at that. All the sale stuff took another percentage off. Oh, great. This is just fantastic. Because not only did they send out a coupon, but they fucked it up too. But no. That would never happen. Why would they do that? I mean, if they would just give us the heads up, that would probably be the greatest thing. Because I can tell you right now, even if they emailed me on a Saturday, there's hardly any time for me to go stare at a fucking email to say, oh, hey, guys, girls, there's going to be a lot of these coupons coming in today. This is what it looks like. This is what it's good for. Make sure you ring it up right. And that way it's not a shocker to anybody. But no. Let's just push them all out. Make it happen. Send the coupons out. Let's get the people in stores. Just one day, I would love for someone to sever the internet connection at a corporate office. And when I say sever, I mean like take an axe to the fiber optic cables or whatever the fuck it is. It would be fantastic. Because then you could have one free day of corporate stupidity. Shit like this. God damn it. So, anyhow, that's going to do it for me this week. Because just like last Saturday, my blood pressure is starting to creep up about thinking about this shit. So, we're going to wrap the show up. And so, two things. First, go check out Tommy Thompson this weekend. 26th, 27th. Holly Hotel Comedy Club out in Michigan. Get the time. You got a couple bucks. Feel like having a laugh, getting drunk. Get out there. Check out his show. He's performing with Mike Bonner. Mike Bonner's been doing comedy for like 25 years. And the guy's all over the place. Really, really good too. So go check that out. If you do bump into him, just whisper right in his ear, hey, TRB sent me. Just so he can have a little laugh and shoot me a nasty text message about you guys just coming up and maybe creeping me out in general. I don't know. Come up with somebody else's name tag on, though. That'd be great. And number two, yeah, ask Google when the Assholes app is coming out. Because if they actually do have it in the works, I want to be the first one to download it. So that being said, let's wrap the show up. Let's just say the next time a customer comes in, they're wagging their phone in your face and showing you all the price matching and the policy and the deals and all that great shit to allow them to buy something for nothing. Before you take that phone and shove it so far up their ass that they'll have to press their belly button to accept the next incoming call, make sure you do us all one big favor and wear somebody else's name tag.